You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Welcome to Nightlight. It is Friday night, folks. You made it through the week, as did we all. It's a great, beautiful evening here in Wisconsin. Hope you had a great day wherever you're joining us from tonight across this beautiful state. Summer is officially here. And as you folks know that have listened to this show before, you know that I think Wisconsin is the state of summer. So we're going to try to bring you a summer show tonight, something that makes you chill and laid back and, you know, feel like it's 70 degrees and sunny. Greg Bach joins me as always. He is here joining us from Racine tonight in a place I like to call Radio Park. Hey, buddy.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to Friday.
It is Friday. That was very, very interesting.
Thank you.
Voice. I like it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Friday. I'm hoping you're having a good day.
Now, before we go any further, I think we need to establish and let people know, remind them that it is Casual Friday, Dom.
Yes. Friday's here and the week's in the rear view. Whether you're still on the clock or already mentally checked out, Pete and Greg are here for you. So kick back and grab something to snack on. It's Casual Friday with Pete and Greg.
Kick back and how about a big piece of beef jerky? Kick back and grab something to snack on. That's my favorite part of that whole. What do you have there, Greg? What is that?
That was an apple. You were like, beef jerky. I'm like, okay, I guess.
Apple's better. Yeah. Tom, how are you, buddy?
Granny Smith for life. All right.
Those of you watching on the stream, I should point out that Dom has changed his appearance. He went into the phone booth and he came out looking like he is headed to basic training. I love the haircut. High and tight. That's a haircut you could set your watch by, Dom. Tell us about your haircut.
Let's see the side, too. I want to see the side.
All right. I'll give you guys the full.
This is a perfect to get you on the live stream, folks. Get on the live stream right now so you can see Dom's new hair.
Oh, man. I feel like a new man. So much weight has been lifted, too. I had so much hair, and I felt like I just lost a couple pounds. Like, it's so nice. It's just fresh feeling. I just love it. It's just like a summer vibe. It's Casual Friday vibe. I love it.
It's a summer cut, Casual Friday vibe. You packed it all. That's a lot to unpack in that, but I love it. You're absolutely right, Dom. And now you said Mama Lee and Papa Lee, how do they feel? Have they seen the new Moss?
I FaceTimed both of them as soon as I finished my cut, and they both loved it.
That's adorable.
They both loved it. They were like, approval? Man. Yeah, they're approved from both Mom and Pop, so.
Have you been grounded or something after a haircut in the past? Like what?
No, my mom always used to buzz cut my hair. So I'm assuming that she, you know, was like, okay, bringing back the years there. So I don't know.
I love it.
I never got my head buzzed when I was a kid. I always wanted that, but my parents said no, they would never buzz. Even though all my friends, like, it was like whenever school was done, it was like there was a line of little boys in my neighborhood and they would never let me get a buzz cut. I will ask this question, though. You mentioned this has not been, and I'm not putting this out here like you have to ask permission, or I'm not looking to like start some kind of like 80s sitcom fight here, but you did not tell your significant other that you were doing this at all.
It's true. It is true. It was kind of just combative. I've told her in the past that I was doing it, but on this specific day, I haven't told her. I probably should, and she'll know in about a couple hours here.
Figure it out. Yeah. She'll figure it out.
But yeah, I probably should.
Throughout the course of the evening, she'll learn that I cut 4 inches off my hair. Yeah. It looks good, dude.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Excellent.
Al, chiming in on the text line in the 608, says, summer is definitely officially here on June 21st, guys, just in case you were scoring at home. That is absolutely right, Al. Thank you very much for listening and chiming in. So we have a great show tonight, folks. We are welcoming our pal and Civic Media sports director, The fabulous Jimmy Cusco will be here. We're going to talk about, we'll probably touch on sports at some point, but we're also going to talk about some of the shows Jimmy watches because he's for as busy as that guy is, Greg, I can't, every time he's on the show, he's seen more than I have and he's got opinions and they're just great. So he's a fun guest and he'll be here after the news at the bottom of the hour.
Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah. And then in hour two, this is exciting, guys. It's we've got kind of a nice streak going here with games that we play in hour number two. And Dom puts a game together, typically a contest, but not always. Mm-hmm. And he asks Greg and I questions. And a lot of times texters text in their answers too, which is always fun. John Murray, I'm talking to you. But we're going to do a game tonight. Tell people about the game, Dom. Yeah, it sounds really fun.
This one is called TGI Friday or Fraud. So it's similar to what we did with Real or Fake. I'm going to give you an old TGI Fridays menu, and you guys are going to have to decide whether that was really on the menu or if it wasn't. All right? It'll be 20 questions, similar to what it is. Pete, up. It's 4-2, I think. 4-2 in favor of Pete, and there's two ties as well. So
and two ties, yeah.
It's going to be pretty fun.
This doesn't feel good. Like, I feel like if I win, I know too much about TGI Fridays. If I lose, I'm now 5-2, and also just like everything about this just feels bad. Like, I don't know.
It's a recipe for disaster if I can use a menu. But here's the thing, Greg. If you win, yes, it means you know a lot about Fridays, but also that you have a good memory. So
it's true.
Because TGI Fridays, they're not even around anymore, are they?
I think there's a couple sitting around somewhere. I can't tell you the last time I went to one. Are they the ones who do the Bloomin' Onions or is that Applebee's? I can't remember.
I think that's Applebee's because we had an Applebee's here in Christmas City. And I'm not a franchise. You go to Door County, there's no franchises. And it's kind of refreshing. You feel like you're a little bit out of America for a while. Yeah. But here, we actually had Applebee's. And when they left, I was sad because I felt like through this franchise, it connected me with the rest of the world. All right. We are going to... No, we're not going anywhere, folks. Hey, here's what I did. A funny thing last night, you guys. After the show, I'm doing laundry. And do you guys use the measuring cup for the detergent?
No, I use the pods. Just throw a pod in the thing.
All right. We were on pods for a while. We're back to the detergent. But my wife said you should measure that. Because I put laundry in and I just go like this real quick.
Yeah.
And she goes, you should measure that. And I'm like, I haven't done that in 25 years. I feel like it's so pointless. Like, I think I can get close to that without trying to pretend I'm a scientist and top off the liquid exactly at 8 ounces or whatever it is. And this, we kind of had a little argument about it. And I just thought it was silly. Like, you just need to trust me. I have a good eye for detergent.
See, I feel like you are pushing a narrative that's just going to make you look foolish if you.
But what are the consequences, Greg?
If you put too little in, maybe your clothes don't get washed enough. You put too much in, it turns into a Mr. Mom situation where it's just like spewing out suds. But I would say this. Okay, take the cup, take the measuring cup in there, and try to replicate the stream of detergent. Is it like crystals or is it liquid?
It's liquid.
Okay. I would say, like, you know, you do a quick pour like this. Would you say that this motion here is like, all right.
Yeah.
So that's like a solid, like, all right, that's about 2.5 seconds.
Okay.
And then try to get the stream the same consistency to the cup and pour for 2.5 seconds.
See how close it is.
And see how different there's. If you're on, you're on. Cool. Then there you go. But maybe she's just looking out for the well-being of your clothes.
Also,
I guess my point is I got to put the lab coat on before I get that technical when I do this, but I feel like, you know, even if I'm a little off, plus or negative, it's not the end of the world. You know, if my clothes start to smell over time, she's probably right. And if the thing explodes, then I know that I'm right. What were you going to say, Don?
Google says it does cause some issues. Sometimes it can ruin the machines. If you overdo the detergent, it can cause excessive suds and there can be some buildup. So I'm not, it's just Google.
Again, I'm not pouring the whole thing in there. You know what I mean?
Mr. Mom, okay? He knows what he's doing.
I just feel like it's sort of like, and then I felt, the more I thought about it, I felt silly. Like if I'm holding this thing and pouring it in and getting it exactly to 8 ounces or whatever.
But why does that make you feel silly, Pete? Let us know. Tell us why.
It's time consuming. And
really?
I feel like I'm playing scientist or something, yeah.
Okay. right.
But maybe I should embrace it and pretend
good
I'm a
to
scientist.
Know. Good to, that's very. I feel like you're really opening up here. I feel like we're really having a moment. I, by the way, have watched Shrinking a lot lately. It's a show about psychologists, but that's fine. I don't know. I've not dealt with that in a while. In fact, well, now we've switched from fabric softener sheets. By the way, folks, this is Epic Radio, the laundry habits of Greg and Pete.
I've noticed we've lost a viewer, so I'm going to take full responsibility for that. I'll make it up to you guys.
Well, we don't use the fabric softener sheets anymore. We use fabric softener liquid, and now I do have to measure it out, and it's like a little, it's a whole thing. And, you know, it's, that's what I would do. But all then right. again, I just have the pod, so I just chuck that in there. I don't eat it because you don't eat the pods.
No.
This ain't Florida.
Right.
But, just, yeah.
I just don't want to make a mistake in life. That's my goal. Folks, we have a really fun show tonight, and it's Casual Friday. And we're wearing casual clothes, and I had to wash some. That's how this whole fiasco last night happened with the measuring issue. And so I'm wearing this handsome shirt. Dom's got a haircut. Greg's got a shirt with a collar. Greg, you've been a t-shirt guy lately, and you rock the t-shirt, man. I can't do that.
I go back and forth lately. Like in the past year and a half, I realized that I'm not saying you can't wear a t-shirt at my age, but I just don't want to have a closet full of t-shirts, you know? Yeah. So I've got some more collared shirts. I mean, like a lot of flannel shirts now. This one is a nice Lee denim shirt. I'm going to a concert tonight, so I'm excited and want to look nice.
You know what you can't wear at our age? The tube top. It just doesn't work anymore. I can't pull it off.
Challenge accepted.
Sounds like we've got a wardrobe picked out for next Casual Friday.
Exactly.
I think, guys, without any further ado, we should get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Our question of the night is, stand by. This is exciting. Trump, our president, wants his face on the proposed commemorative $250 bill. And this is in honor of America turning 250, the big 250. Mm-hmm. Our question of the night, though, is whose face would you like to see on a commemorative $250 bill?
Mm-hmm.
I've thought about this. I got some great answers.
Yeah.
Rick Astley didn't even make my top 100. So that's our question of the night, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment. It doesn't matter how you get a hold of us. Just get a hold of us and be part of the Casual Friday fun here at Nightlight.
There you go.
So,
awesome. We got some stories to talk about here. Let's see what do we feel like kicking it off with? We saw a list here I love very
Colbert.
Much. Colbert, yeah. Colbert was done as of last week. I mean, honestly, we don't have much time to talk about it, so we can just kind of tease and maybe come back on the other side of the break. But Colbert's last show was last Thursday, but any sort of mention was absolutely lost by not just CBS, but another network as well, and there are reasons why. It seems like we'll talk more about about grown adults being professional about things when we come back. But we gotta take a quick break and pay some bills.
I'll say this: when Letterman was on, he attacked the network at times mercilessly, and they took it. And they had a sense of humor. He called CBS. He said, "Because this network is run by monkeys." David Letterman said that, and guess what? They didn't cancel them. So we will delve into this and Stephen Colbert and CBS, as well as a couple other really fun Casual Friday stories, folks. That's coming up next after this very short break. And Jimmy Cuska joins us at 5:35. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Buck.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, Casual Friday edition, folks. Great to have you with us. Our question of the night is, who do you think should be on America's commemorative $250 bill? Donald Trump, apparently, I assume it was him, wants his own face on the proposed $250 bill. And maybe that will happen, maybe it won't. But whose face would you like to see on the proposed $250 bill? I can't, it's such a weird thing to say, like, you're paying for something and you're like, I'm sorry, all I've got are $250 bills.
It's ridiculous. It's a stupid idea to make that bill. It's just so stupid. It's so absolutely stupid. Yeah. You know what you want? You know what you can do? To make it like a war bond type of thing. You make a commemorative dollar bill that you frame and you can buy. And then it like, you know, something like that. But this is just pure huckster, grifter chicanery, in my opinion. And I hate the idea so much.
He'll sell them each for $1,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a reminder, folks, too, kicking off on Monday is our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text to Win contest. You're going to want to be a part of that. We're giving away great prizes, and we will give keywords like we always do. You must have the Civic Media app to play, though. That is pretty much the only stipulation, and you have to text in the keyword in that hour. We'll get into all the specifics and details on Monday, but it's our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text to Win contest. So much fun. Be a part of it, and good luck, and we will give you more deets as well as the keyword Monday at 6 o'clock, at least on this show. It goes on throughout the day, so tune into Civic Media, all your favorite shows, and be part of the fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we were talking about the CBS and the Colbert fiasco, Greg,
yep.
And they did not have much of a sense of humor, as I understand it, correct?
No, absolutely not. Last Thursday was the final airing of The Late Show, not just for Colbert, but the show in general was just canceled after, I think, 33 years, started by David Letterman. And by the way, with great ratings, too. So probably making the money.
Yeah.
But after that was done, the CBS news president, Tom Sabrowski, reportedly directed CBS Mornings the next day to ignore the final show. And they did that because he made a joke about the fact that their current anchor of the very low-rated CBS Evening News, Tony Dokupil?
That's kind of why I wanted you to say this one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to pronounce.
He made a joke about him and the editor-in-chief, Barry Weiss, who is just absolutely terrible, about the fact that they didn't get a visa for him to go on the China trip with Trump, so he had to broadcast from Taiwan. And he made a joke. He made fun of power. He made fun of the news. He made fun of the company. He did what Johnny Carson did. He did what Jimmy Fallon does. Jimmy Kimmel does. And because of that, his final show, they were told not to talk about it. I mean, it is just pure stupidity, in my opinion, to do something like that. Just take a joke.
Insecurity and pettiness. It's like, really?
Well, they said that, well, we stood behind you. It's like, no, you didn't. Just because Paramount canceled the show, we know who was behind this. And it's CBS, like, it's the whole changing of CBS. So don't sit here and go, well, he wasn't very nice to us and was very unprofessional for his colleagues. He's not your colleague. You guys are CBS News. He is a court jester. You're not on the same level.
Correct.
Take a joke. That's Trump behavior right there.
Oh, it is when he withheld disaster funds. These states need to be nicer to me if they want. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Absolute.
Yeah.
Horse caca. I can say that.
There's another thing that's not going to make President Trump very happy, and that is this Great American State Fair is being thrown in honor of the Big 250, and a lot of artists are jumping ship. They don't want any part of it now. They were told it was a nonpartisan event. But as it gets closer, people like Bret Michaels and Martina McBride and the Commodores are saying it's very divisive, actually, and they don't want to do it. And Martina McBride specifically put out this long statement that was great, and she said, you know, I sing to all 50 states. My fans are in all 50 states. I want no part of this. But he does still have Vanilla Ice and Freedom Williams from CC Music Factory, who did say he hates this idea. He doesn't like the president, but he's doing it despite his fans who are telling him he should drop out. There's all kinds of dysfunction going on here, Greg.
You should Google the words Freedom Williams toilet rant. We cannot repeat what he said on the radio because it was so laden with cuss words and swearing. But yeah, I mean, also not just this, but I pulled a small piece of clippery from a movie that every time I hear someone say the Great American State Fair, I think of this. Would you please play that quick for me, Dom?
The Lone Rangers? How can you pluralize the Lone Ranger?
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's three of you. You're not exactly lone. Shouldn't you be the Three Rangers?
No idea what you're saying right now.
You lost me.
The Great American State Fair for America. That makes no sense whatsoever. It's so angering on an English level. I get so peeved when I hear anyone say the Great American State Fair. And again, if you look at this lineup, not the artists either. Like, forget the artists. They go a lineup of every day, the themes. It is bonkers. Like, we got Land and Prosperity, the American Canvas, Military and Veterans Appreciation Day, Wings of Freedom, Horsepower of America, Faith, Value, and Inspiration. Like, this is just, and it's free. How can it be free? These people live on grifting.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about it. I mean, is it going to be televised? What, is every night, or is just the news going to cover it?
I'm sure they will.
It seems like it's thrown together too. I'm sure this UFC thing is part of it too, which is another embarrassment. But
it's going to be low attendance. It's going to be, there's going to be a lot of stuff going wrong because they just threw this together. And you can't do that with something this big. God, it's so stupid.
Martina McBride dropped out. That's all
Thank goodness.
We should have Dom. Dom's Haircut will be performing on July 3rd, folks. Tune in for that. You should be there, buddy.
I'm ready.
Hey, Jimmy Cuska joins us after the news, folks. We are taking a Dom quiz, a world-famous Dom quiz in hour number two about TGI Friday menus. It's Casual Friday. It's Nightlight with Pete and Greg and you. Glad you're here. This is the Civic Media Network. Welcome back to Nightlight and Casual Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It is so great to have you with us on this Friday night as Greg plays air drums. I can always tell how much Greg likes the song that Dom picks by how much you're pounding those pretend drums, Greg.
It's Van Halen, and when we're talking about Alex Van Halen, we're talking about a guy who used those drumsticks as a weapon, not as a device to deliver music. He was very much in it. He loved to pound those drums, and I love watching. I don't get me wrong, Eddie Van Halen, a god amongst guitar players, but Alex Van Halen is someone who needs to be watched and studied when he's playing drums. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Sounds a little too violent. I'm a lover, not a fighter, when it comes to drumming. That is Greg Bach. He is coming to you from Racine and Radio Park. I am Pete Schwab, coming to you from Northeast Wisconsin, Christmas City, USA. The nickname isn't really catching, but I'm still trying. And Dom Lee is in Madison. We are the Yotter Hay Triangle, and it is great to have you here on Casual Friday, folks. And what better way to celebrate Casual Friday than with one of our good chums who is a colleague here at Civic Media and does absolutely amazing work, typically in sports as the Civic Media sports director, but he's also an avid color TV watcher, and that's what we bond over from time to time. Mr. Jimmy Cuska joins us now over the stream. Hey, pal.
I got two thoughts. First of all, the air drums, I love it. My dad's a drummer in a cover band. He's got the flowing, it's not a mullet, it's a flowing moulet. So my dad has, he's big in the drums. So I've gotten to see that a million times over the years. And second of all, I'm coming from you outside your triangle there. I'm over here in southwestern Wisconsin. So I feel like we got most of the state represented right now.
We're like a Yotter Hay rhombus right now. Like it's,
I couldn't think of the word. Is it rhombus or is it
rhombus?
Trapezoid?
I could ask my fourth grader, but he's currently running around. He would know. He got student of the month.
I could really embarrass you guys by asking my 9-year-old child.
Let's see here. We could be both. We could honestly, you're right though, Pete, it's more trapezoidal.
Okay.
But if you really just get fun with the lines, we could probably also be a rhombus. I feel like,
it's all fun stuff.
Yeah. We were going to talk about TV, but welcome to geometry, folks.
That's right. A little math talk on Casual Friday, which doesn't seem appropriate, but no story problems, I promise. Jimmy, so you reached out to me, and I love that you did because I know how busy you are, and I never want to like just be presumptuous or say, let's get Jimmy on to talk some TV because you're so busy with your job and you do such great work here at Civic Media. But you've been keeping up with a lot of shows, and I like to have conduits on occasionally, especially for shows I haven't seen, so we could share them with the audience. But let's start with The Boys, because I have seen 4 seasons of The Boys, and the first episode of season 5, my son basically forced me to watch it. He's a huge Boys fan. What is your take, A, on the overall series, and B, on the fifth and what's supposed to be the final season?
You know, this is there's a group of shows that all kind of happened at the same time this spring. And this was one I was looking forward to because this was the finale. This was it for this show. This one was ramping to the finish. And I was curious, you know, for a show that started out really strong in the first few seasons, you know, it's a very adult show, right? It's very gory, very a lot of adult themes in this show. But it started out so strong for the first few seasons. The season four kind of fizzled for me a little bit. It wasn't as good as the first three seasons. I got to season five and I was kind of, I knew where this was all kind of, it had to come to a head at some point. So everything was, all these loose ends would have to wrap up at a certain point. And without spoiling it for you, Pete, and without spoiling it for people in the audience, the loose ends do get wrapped up, but very awkwardly. And in some cases, very unsatisfyingly. That's a really big word. It's a plot story problem. I just gave you one in one word.
It works.
I feel like the end of this show, I think people will talk about just how disappointing it was because the show started with such strong potential. And, you know, they do stray from the source material a bit and they do it for TV, obviously. But it was for me a bit of a letdown for the end of a show. It was fine. You know, it was fine the way it ended, but it was still left
fine.
You wanting
fine.
Yes.
Well, I've been hearing this from a lot of people. Now, I will admit I have not watched The Boys because gory stuff makes me scared, and I will admit that. But I have been hearing from both friends and from like bloggers and whatnot that this fifth season is really sort of leaving something to be desired. But the question I have is, aren't there supposed to be a bunch of offshoot shows coming out too? Like they're not letting, like they had that other show. They had that, like that, not a prequel show, but the kids going to that high school for gifted kids. And I think that's done, but I think there are going to be other offshoots of programs. So it feels like this is the end of this story, but it will continue.
Well, they canceled the Gen V is the show you're talking
about. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was, they canceled that. And that was going to be sort of a sequel to the actual The Boys, right? It was supposed to be like it would carry that on, and the characters in that show did make very brief appearances in season five, but again, it's one of those parts you said about left you wanting more. That was one of those things leaving you wanting more, right? They do have a prequel series that takes place about 50 years before the events of the show that starts, and it ties in a couple of the characters from the show. I don't know if there's a big appetite for that after, you know, the main show itself sort of spending really big chunks of time in season five, almost kind of setting it up, introducing characters, mentioning them several times in an episode, then seeing them for like a minute, right? There were just so many things were awkward about this season. And it was uneven at best, I think, but there were just parts that just, you kind of just turn your head. You're like, oh, okay. That's what they decided to do here. It was not nearly as fun, I guess. And if you're looking for entertainment, I thought the first few seasons were fun. And when I say gory and things like that kind of stuff, it's not like scary gory. It's comical gory, right?
Yeah,
it's just over the top, hits you in the top of the head with just fun special effects, right? That was the first few seasons. Nothing too terrifying about it. But the last season did, as you said, it did leave you wanting more. I think the critics were right on with that. Yeah.
I will say in season four, there was literally something hitting one of the characters over the head that I thought was a bit too much, in my opinion, and I am not a prude, but I thought it got a little crazy, and I loved the first season. I thought it was well-written. It was a cool story. And, you know, like the Homelander character is one of the great villains in TV history, but I know that a show is, I know how much Boys fans anticipate the end of the show because my son was like, he wanted to stay up and watch it at 2 a.m. but he had a lot to do the next day. And he thought, if I do that and I don't like it, I'm going to be irritated the whole day, more so because I haven't slept. But that's what these shows do to people. They want to stay up. I have no idea. And maybe you guys know this, why they release things at 2 a.m.
Oh, I didn't see. I know that nowadays with streaming services, it all differs. Like some shows will be released the day of.
Right.
And then
for this,
some shows,
it was midnight Pacific time. So
yeah,
they said it was going to be a Wednesday release. Midnight Pacific is 2 a.m. our time. So
yeah,
that's why the timing for this one was weird. Yeah.
And, and I know with some Disney Plus shows now, they're saying like, all right, this new episode comes out. They come out every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Or if it's a Hulu show that's on network, it comes out the next day. So it's really sort of a crapshoot. And for me, I just watch it the next day because I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and wait until 8 p.m. for the show to come on. That's half right. The reason why I have streaming is not to follow your rules, television.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a rule breaker.
He's a rebel TV watcher.
Yeah, totally.
Let's talk, before we get to some of these other shows like Daredevil and Invincible, did you see Mandalorian and Grogu yet?
So this is something, I haven't made it to a theater yet. So I haven't, but we have a theater in town where new releases are $5. So I've got $5 waiting to go see it. I haven't made it to that, but I've seen all the other stuff that kind of connects that universe, but it gets to be a lot. A lot of the Disney stuff, you're finding yourself having to watch hours of like backstories. Like there's so many references and plot lines that are referencing things that were on Netflix, right? For Daredevil, for example, referencing a Netflix show, or in the case of Mandalorian and Grogu, there are like three shows and like all the movies, and there's so many connected universes, whether it's Marvel or Star Wars. Now it gets to be a lot for the average viewer. So I don't know exactly what's the plot of the movie is or how it ties those things together, but I could safely say that I among my friend group, a bunch of very avid Star Wars nerds, I didn't sense a lot of excitement about this. So
this is a question for you and Greg, I guess, because Greg is a big Star Wars fan too, as am I. But Mandalorian and Grogu picks up, or is this the show that ends right before Episode 4? And is a continuation of Rogue One, or am I confusing that with it?
So Rogue One is a so Andor is the show that is the prequel to Rogue One. So if you watch Andor, you can watch Rogue One directly after you're done watching this, which I actually suggest everybody do. And honestly, to me, Andor season 1 and 2 and Rogue One, you don't even have to be that big of a Star Wars fan to watch those film that film and those shows, because they're just so self-contained. I mean, it does help, of course, especially with Rogue One, but the Andor is, in my opinion, Andor is the greatest TV show that Star Wars put out. And I used to say that about The Mandalorian seasons 1 and 2. The show lost it for me on season 3 a little bit. It got a little weird, especially when you had to watch the Book of Boba Fett to understand season 3 of The Mandalorian. And you're right, Jimmy, you got to watch Ahsoka. And that was a part of the that wasn't a bad show either, but that happened with a lot of Marvel, you know, in post Endgame, people started to refer to it as like, this feels like homework. This feels like I have to like watch like 200 hours of programming behind me to understand what's happening now. And on top of that, Disney was like, hey, Marvel, remember how you made like $40 billion? Start making more. And they were like, cool. And everyone's like, this is too much. So now you're right, Jimmy, this all feels like an assignment, but Mandalorian and Grogu, I don't know where it picks up after season 3 of The Mandalorian, but it's a continuation of that show. And Ahsoka, The Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett all take place about 5 years after Return of the Jedi. So it all is kind of in that, I call it the Palpatine Nineology. People are like, it's Star Wars. I'm like, no, it's the Palpatine Nineology, because he just won't go away. But yeah, it's daunting. There's a lot happening.
I will concur that Andor is, I think, the best Star Wars show. It might be. It's in one of my favorite shows, period. There's tense moments. There's a lot of emotional moments and a lot of things that you can relate to in real life. I think for anybody, even if you're not a Star Wars person, that if you're to somehow enter the Star Wars universe in a more adult way, more serious way, I would start there. Why not? It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a good ride. So
absolutely.
Jimmy Cuska is our guest. He is the Civic Media Sports Director. He joins us periodically to talk TV. And he is... all right, so I want to say this, Jim. First of all, kudos for choosing to go to an independent theater. I'm the same way here in Marinette. I try to wait till they go to the independent theater. But I think that's really important, too. We just have about a minute and a half before we have to do a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk more. But what other of these shows, what gets you the most excited to tell people about? Daredevil, Invincible, Shadow Lord?
So for me, of all of it, you know, I think The Boys is the one that's probably got the broadest pop culture appeal. Anthony Starr incredible acting performance in this. Just amazing to watch it throughout the show. I'm surprised he doesn't have any awards for it. But I personally like to go a little bit more, you know, I like talking about Invincible too, as well. It's another superhero kind of spoof show with, again, webcomic based material. So I think it's all kind of fun to talk about. But, you know, of all the shows, I think The Boys comes up the most in pop culture. I think it's the most broadly appealing of all the shows that are out there.
Absolutely. I will check that out. I do have to, like I said, I saw the first episode in the new season. I liked it okay, but I got to give, I promised my son I would watch the rest of it. So the next time he's home, we can break it down. But it also doesn't help that he said kind of what you said. He was disappointed. So it's not like I'm excited to check out the rest of it. But that's neither here nor there, folks. It is Casual Friday here at Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, joined as always by Greg Bach and Dom Lee and Madison and our pal, Jimmy Cuska is here. We will have a few more minutes with Jim when we come back after this very short Casual Friday casual break. Ooh. This is the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, coming to you on the Civic Media Network. Great to have you with us on this Casual Friday version of our show, where we kind of kick back and we chill, right, Greg? Is that how you would
say this? We chill casually.
Casually. And I don't know if that word chill still fits with Dom's vernacular, because he teases us about these new highfalutin words that
calm,
he has.
Calm works, yeah. Calm, chill. Okay.
Really, you guys?
That's what chill
you
is supposed to replace. The word. We used to say calm.
Yeah.
Mellow.
Now we're back to calm?
We're back to calm now.
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. That's where I just lose all hope for your generation, because you're like, guys, we say calm now. Really? Like you invented that word?
It's
or
a
like,
new wave. It's a new wave.
Oh, my gosh.
That's our Dom Lee, ladies
Get
and gentlemen.
Get a real job, you whippersnappers.
Joining us here, as he often does, is Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska. Jimmy, I want to say on every company meeting we have, I do have to say, as great as you are at what you do, it does depress me when you say things like high school football just 6 weeks away and it's still cold here. We haven't even entered summer in Marinette. But that excites you, and that excites me, therefore. So.
Any chance for Pete to whine about the weather in Marinette? It's still cold here.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's mid-80s right now, and that's both inside and outside. I have refused to turn the air conditioning on.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Southwestern Wisconsin is the warmest place on the planet, I feel like. But it is, it's mid-80s right now, outside and inside. But no, high school football, high school fall sports, believe it or not, are not that far away, because as I looked at my my planner for today, I noted that, today, as we're doing this, is, we're at the end of May. And this time in 2 months will be the start of what they call, and the WIAA is dead week. That means no coaching contact for the week before high school football practice begins. So 2 months from now, I will be sorting equipment and getting ready for a high school football season. What's happening right now, of course, is spring sports playoffs, baseball, softball, soccer, track and field, all that. Today, in fact, sectional meets for track and field around the state. So it's still busy in high school sports land. Fall sports are coming, but I'm already looking forward to the fall. I already got football helmets and shoulder pads on the mind.
Oh my gosh.
Let's not rush it.
Yeah. All right. So there was a show that you said was in your pile of shows that you've been wanting to watch for a while that you were finally getting through to. And that is what program? It was a very historic program on Netflix.
Controversial.
Yeah, I'm watching House of Cards right now. I've gotten, I don't know, probably about 30 episodes in, and I have a backlog, and I'm working through it now that I'm outside of a coaching season. And after plowing through The Boys, Invincible, Maul Shadow Lord on Disney Plus, going Daredevil Born Again, which I had really been looking forward to. Of all those shows, I was probably looking forward to that one the most.
Yeah.
Just because I connected that part of the universe and Marvel and superheroes feels more realistic and gritty to me, so that appeals to me more. But back to House of Cards. I had this in my backlog because anything that's sort of political thriller that has more than a 2 or 3 season run, immediately to me, it's like, well, that could be a good background show for when I'm working on things. But now it's less of a background show. And now I actually have to pay attention to it because there's a lot of connected stories that happen within it. And I'm about, you know, a two, maybe 3 seasons in, and you know, things are pretty fun. I do enjoy a good political show, a good a story with layers. I had just also caught up watching Landman, which is another really good show. Is Billy Bob Thornton. I thought that one actually has some potential to be really great. I think that one could be fun. Lioness is another one of those Taylor Sheridan shows. You know, there's a lot of these shows kind of in the same vein, a lot of high drama, high energy shows that I've been finding myself gravitate towards as entertainment lately. So, that's the one I'm kind of in the middle of.
And Taylor Sheridan, you know, the guy basically, he can write a great show and then he can just churn something out like Tulsa King. But Lioness was really good. I loved the Yellowstone prequels, I guess you'd call them 1883 and 1923, better than Yellowstone. I gave up on Yellowstone during season 2. House of Cards. Landman was kind of the same way. I love the oil stuff, but the daughter and the mom, I had to fast forward. It was brutal.
I love them because it's just like they're so ridiculous and then they're so kind and nice. Like, you're like, why do you care? You're millionaires. Like, you're not supposed to care about the people you're encountering. You're supposed to just be whatever. The thing I enjoy about Taylor Sheridan, and I haven't watched all of his shows because who has that kind of time? But yeah, I know, Pete, you do. But what I love about a Taylor Sheridan show is there's always a scene in one of his shows where the older guy has to set the young people straight.
Yep.
They got to have a really long monologue where they're just telling it, well, kids, what you don't understand is back in my day, and then blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just like, always. And when it comes down, Billy Bob Thornton is one of the best ones for that job because he just talks in a way it makes it seem like he's always monologuing.
And he pulls off calling women darling. I can't do that.
No. I've been told by HR I'm not allowed to do that, but okay, fine. That one's a good one. I don't know if they're making a season 3. It kind of felt like season 2 of Landman almost felt wrapped up. Like, the way they presented the end of it was like, okay, this could either be the series finale unintentionally, or there can be a season 3.
I bailed after 2 episodes on season 2. You guys both finished it. Is it worth going back to?
Okay. Yeah,
I think so. This isn't going to be a show in your all time favorites list, but it's pretty solid, I think, throughout. And there are some cringy parts of it. Obviously,
yes,
it's like
absolutely.
Any show, you got to have distractions. But I feel like even that part of it, it just kind of lightens the mood a little bit for everything else that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
I absolutely do not take that show seriously whatsoever. It's so fun.
Maybe I need to reapproach. I don't need to see Billy Bob Thornton having sex.
There's a lot of social commentary stuff you can just kind of skip over.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Parts of it you're just like, this doesn't need to be there.
Exactly. That is the voice of Jimmy Cuska. Check out his work here at Civic Media, folks. He is our sports director and does outstanding work. Jimmy, as always, so much fun talking TV with you. And you reach out to me whenever you're available. I know how hard you work, sir, and I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, I got to go from this and get ready to plan for our weekend show here in Civic Media, which will be fun. We have Make the Call Saturdays and Sundays at 8 o'clock. So we'll be on that here shortly.
Outstanding. Cool. Check it out, folks. A great show. And keep up the great work, Jimmy. Great to have you. And we are coming right back for hour number 2 of Casual Friday. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.